experience, same as that, and then just knowing the defense in the second league, just playing ball and playing fast. I have a unit that I play with. We understand each other, and by understanding my players and what they know, what I know they can do, they know what I can do. We can play a little fast and play off each other, so it's big.
Mm-hmm. Landon, because this game is against Dallas, the defending division champs, and you guys have high expectations, can there be too much hype surrounding just one game to begin the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's one game. It's early. We all got a lot of time to make it into the playoffs. So, I mean, definitely it's big. It's a big and important game, but the hype, I hope it calms down eventually, but I probably will not. But we're just looking forward to playing a good game and just coming out with a W.
You feed off the hype, though, don't you?
Yeah, I feed off of that. It's something that I harp on. It's fire. Put a fire underneath me and just make me play a little bit harder.
Can your defense score the way that, like, in that third preseason game against the Jets, you know, you taking it to the house, Deion, I mean, is that the next step for you guys?
Turnovers is a big step for us, ripping at the ball, making game-changing plays, getting our offense back to the ball as quick as possible. Even if we can put points on the board, that's even a plus. But, I mean, we harp on their mistakes. If they're going to make mistakes, succeed off of them, yeah.
Landon, last year, when you look at the priorities that stack up while you guys were able to beat them twice, is stopping the run at the top of the list?
Stopping the run at the top of the list for each and every team we play against. So that's big, and Coach Spags drive us on it each and every week. If some team gets over a certain amount of yardage and we allowed it, we can't stand to hear his voice. So that's our biggest and most important goal from the get-go.
You put any stock in paying attention to whether or not 21 is going to be back there for them, or is it going to be, you know, Elliott or McFadden?
I'm hoping that his appeal goes through. He's a great player, exciting player, and I love to play against the best players. If not, we'll see him week the second game, and we keep working with whoever they got, and work them throughout the game.
So that doesn't change anything for you guys?
No, I don't change the mindset as making a defensive hole and stopping the run.
How much, and I don't know if easier is the right word, but now you know what Dak Prescott is. Last year as a rookie, a lot of people didn't know what he was. There wasn't a lot of film. There was nothing. Is that a better advantage for you now to face him in year two?
Yes, it's a better advantage. We got film on him. We know what he likes to do. We know where his escape routes are. And we know his concepts and what he's reading. So it's big for us. And now that we have film on him, we definitely can eat more.